The man who wrote about upper-class English life at the turn of the century, who seems more English than the cucumber sandwich, and who gave Edith Evans her most celebrated utterance, may seem to be a strange subject for a play performed by Derry-based theatre company Field Day, who've built their reputation over 10 years exploring the issue of Irish national identity. But Oscar Wilde was an Irishman. The contradictions in his life are explored by Terry Eagleton, the Oxford literary theorist turned playwright. Contradictions which culminate in Wilde's trial and prosecution by an outraged English establishment.
My lord, I can say only this in my defence. The only power which has ever enthralled me is the power of words. I know nothing of law and politics but the rhetoric of them. I have a wife called Language, to whom I am faithfully wedded, and with whom I occasionally play fast and loose. It's known as poetry. I speak, of course, metaphorically, but there is no other way of speaking. I thrill exquisitely to Shelley, but can find nothing but tedium in Hansard or the Penny Catechism. I have never understood the meaning of the term morality, other than as a ploy for oppressing others. I am, in short, a decadent. But I fear that your health may be more diseased than my decadence. Better a sensationalist than an imperialist. I fear for the moral health of an entire nation obsessed with which hole to put it in.
Oscar, played by Stephen Ray, facing his accusers, one of whom, by an historical irony too good to be ignored, is revealed to be the Unionist leader, Edward Carson. What did Eagleton hope to reveal in his play?
One of the ideas in the play, I think, is identity. I mean, problems of identity, both personal, sexual, national. Wilde seems to be the kind of figure who stands in between different selves. He's a divided self in many ways. In the end, Wilde comes unstuck as somebody who is Irish and English, is a socialist and a socialite, and I'm looking at all those contradictions.
Dublin-based arts producer and theatre critic Seamus Hosey travelled to Derry's Guildhall to review the play on the opening night.
Well, this is very much Terry Eagleton's Oscar Wilde. It's written, I think, as a response to the need to liberate Wilde from what I think Eagleton sees as the stranglehold of the British establishment, who clearly, in Eagleton's view, found him a threat. I think it could be subtitled The Paradox of Being Oscar. It's about a man who was a socialite and a socialist, a married homosexual. I think there's very much a line through the play that it's Wilde as a victim of the British establishment. There's one line which I think gets to the core of it. Wilde's Republican mother, Speranza, Lady Wilde, says about the British establishment, they see in you all that terrifies them in themselves, and to be rid of that dreadful ambivalence, they'll tear you apart.
Eagleton's really known as a literary theorist, and this is his first play to receive professional attention. How well does it work as a piece of theatre?
Well, it's obviously a play written from a very strong political and ideological standpoint. In fact, he says in the preface to the text that he considered writing it as a long critical essay. I think it works well in so far as he does reinvent a Wildean language and wit, which is very, very dramatic. There are wonderful shafts of wit, for example, Wilde, talking about his own homosexuality, says that outside every thin man, there's a fat man trying to get in. Or talking about the Irish predilection for religion, he says, we're a deeply religious nation. It's just that in some of us, religion takes up the form of rampant atheism. Now, some of the neo-Wildean epigrams work marvellously well.
What about the performances, though?
Well, Stephen Ray gives a marvellous central performance as an intelligent, non-camp, yet languid and decadent Wilde. And he's surrounded by a cast who don't always live up to that central performance. In fact, it could be described as a one-man play with supporting performances. There are times when the stage direction by Trevor Griffiths doesn't find the dramatic energy to match the language and the ideas of the play. Maybe that's a fault of the play, that it's very much a play of ideas, a play of language, a play which turns on language. And sometimes you feel as if you're being bombarded in a rather Shavian way. Another aspect of this production that I would like to comment on is the magnificent set by Bob Crowley, which is very versatile and spare. It's been designed for a touring production. It's very strong on visual images. It opens with a very strong image of St. Sebastian, and of course the link is made there, St. Sebastian, St. Oscar, martyrs, both. And then at the beginning of the second half, there's a wonderful image of the judge at the apex of a pyramid of Victorian society. It's very versatile, it's very spare, and it's a very elegant set.
Seamus Hosey, thank you. St. Oscar plays in Derry until Saturday before an extensive tour of Ireland, North and South. In the next Kaleidoscope, Mark Stein is your guide as the Valkyries ride into Covent Garden, and I suspect a fair bit of controversy. There's the new RSC production of Ibsen's The Master Builder and Michael Frayn's new novel, plus the latest from Paul Allen in Perugia, and Tony Jakes has the news from the arts at home. And home is where I'm headed, with the Linctus bottle. So goodbye.